released from prison, I'm still going to be the first person he ever sees as he walks off that prison's courtyard. And I'm not going to beat him up. I'm not going to hurt him. I'm not going to do anything illegal to get myself in trouble. But I'm going to follow everywhere where he goes and post and make sure that everybody in that area where he lives knows what a sex offender is living in their area.
And could you repeat again your warning to parents about passwords and anything else you want to say to other parents?
You don't have to be a super spook, but have the passwords. And don't be afraid to get in there and actually look at who they're talking to. Who is talking to them? What kind of pictures are being sent? Are they provocative? Are they, is your 15-year-old trying to, look older, or, what I mean? Just odd things that just don't match up.
And do you have anything to say to Verizon about not giving you access, even though it was a phone you owned and paid for?
It would be nice if Verizon, under special circumstances of a missing child, to have a special little extra clause in their how they do things that would give an easier access to the parents.
How would you be a different parent going forward?
We'll never be the same parents we were. We now have to learn how to function after this tragedy. We still don't know what we're going to do yet, but where do we get the right help? How do we make sure that we can give our daughter the best quality of life from here on out? To know that, what happened to her was wrong, but life is going to be okay.
You'll do it. I know you will. I can hear it. I can hear how much you love her. Does it make your love and intensity even increase? It must make you appreciate every single second.
Yes, but like I said, I now have a second chance to have my daughter. Because we were thinking she wasn't coming home. We didn't know if we would ever hear from her again. We were so scared that our daughter was going to be missing for the rest of our lives, and we would never know what happened to her.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to say?
I would just like to say thank you to all of the social media, the news networks for broadcasting and helping getting our daughter home, because it was a lot of everybody. You would not believe the outpour from people we've never seen, known, or anything. And I mean thousands. This, when it got out, it got as far as Canada, the UK. We were shocked it was even going through Australia and even out of the country. We were so shocked of everywhere where it was saying, well, reported here, reported, and I was like, really?
Good.
It's just the help of the community was overwhelming. The people willing to put up flyers, the people that printed flyers on their own and went out and was canvassing everywhere.
I'm so glad you knew that she had disappeared. I'm so glad you knew it in your stomach.
Yeah, because it wasn't more than 20 minutes that we knew something was wrong, and that we immediately called 911. We went down on the property looking at all her normal hangouts, and she wasn't answering. And she's not a kid that disappears.
Well, thank you for your time.